I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 346. The three things you need to know this hour. First, the FBI has just issued a warrant for the arrest of Brian Laundrie following the death of Gabby Petito. The FBI is asking anyone with information to send in tips. Second,
for the first time ever, Murray High School students will be charged $5 to get into a football game so the district can repair the damage done at the school. Murray School District hasn't disclosed how much money the Devious Lex trend has cost them, but they say paying to get into a dance or other activities isn't off the table. I'm KSL News Radio's Carol Hoffelmeyer.
Now, third, I lost count. Our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That's going to be northbound I-15, where delays are already heavy and in place from Layton Hills Mall up to Hill Air Force Base. We do have some heavy and slow traffic southbound I-15, Draper into Bluffdale. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
77 today and lots of sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
79 in Salt Lake City. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Another supermarket shooting, this one in Tennessee.
At this time, the shooter is deceased. We believe that's going to be from self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Chief Dale Lane of the Collierville Police Department.
A gunman drove to the Kroger in Collierville, Tennessee, outside Memphis and opened fire.
There were numerous employees that were working. I know we found people hiding in freezers.
Collierville Police Chief Dale Lane.
It's like every other community in the country. It's horrific. We hate that it happened.
Earlier this year, there was a mass shooting at a Kroger-owned King Super supermarket in Boulder, Colorado.
Grocery stores are just easy targets for somebody looking for what we generally term as a soft target.
ABC News contributor Don Mahala credited police for bursting in right away where they found the shooter had killed himself. Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
Kroger's corporate office is offering its thoughts and prayers to the families of the victims and says it's cooperating with law enforcement in the investigation. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The search for Brian Laundrie continues as authorities try and figure out what to make of this blogger who claims that she saw Laundrie arguing with a waitress. Maybe you heard this yesterday. ABC's Alex Stone joins us live with the very latest on the search. And Alex, we just heard we have an arrest warrant for Brian Laundrie now.
Yeah, up until this point, he's only been a person of interest and a missing person. But the FBI out of Denver handling the case announcing that the U.S. District Court in Wyoming has issued a federal arrest warrant now for Brian Laundrie after he was indicted for activities around the death of Gabby Petito. Beyond that, it appears that the indictment likely under seal. It's not in the system yet. We don't know what the indictment, what the actual charges were for, but the FBI saying that they're asking for anybody's help if anybody knows the whereabouts of Brian Laundrie and anything more about his involvement in the death of Petito that they want to know about it. This adds a lot to the case, being that up until now, nobody was really compelled to help the FBI because he wasn't a suspect, and they didn't have, at least didn't seem, probable cause to make an arrest. But now they do with the indictment. We know that they've got enough. And the search is continuing on in Florida, in that swamp area near Sarasota, looking for him today. About 75 police and federal agents out in the swamp buggies, the high water vehicles, using drones. And still, Jeff, they have found no sign of him. They don't know if he was ever there.
Okay, so what changed between yesterday and today that they've issued the arrest warrant? Has there been anything you've heard?
No, we really don't know. And the FBI has been very tight-lipped on the whole thing. We do, though, know, and you mentioned the blogger, Nina Ciliangelo. She says that she saw Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie in a heated argument, yelling at staff at a restaurant in Jackson Hole. The Mary Piglet is a restaurant on August 27th. Now, the restaurant tells us, yes, the two were there, that there apparently was an incident. Their surveillance cameras don't go back that far. The FBI won't talk about it. But that is 3 days after the last known sighting of Petito and the last time anybody knows that she was alive. And then that night, Petito's mom says that she began getting text messages from Gabby's phone that didn't sound like Gabby, that calling her grandfather Stan, something that the Gabby would never do, and that it seemed suspicious back then. So there is some belief now that that may have been when something happened between that argument and those text messages that night, but the FBI is trying to figure that out.
ABC's Alex Stone following the story closely. Stay with us at KSL News Radio. Again, an arrest warrant has been issued for Brian Laundrie. Word from the FBI in Denver. KSL News Time 351. Now let's bring you up to speed on the trip home. Traffic brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And here's Ricky Meese.
We're back to a crash-free commute on your Salt Lake County freeways and on I-15 in Utah County. But we do have traffic getting busy. It is picking up the pace and dipping below the freeway limit. Southbound I-15 between the South Interchange and 90th South. And again, as you're passing 123rd South in Draper towards the point of the mountain, the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways, not bad at all. In Summit County, slowdowns if you're traveling northbound on Highway 40 to join I-80 at Silver Summit. Just be aware, construction delays are in place. Steve?
Well, if you're on northbound I-15, got a thick and slow ride waiting for you in Davis County right now from the Lake Parkway up into Clearfield. We still have that cleanup of that fatal crash in Cache County on SR-30 about 9 miles west of Logan. Northbound Highway 89 really bogged down already at SR-193. We can't fight nature, but molecule air purifiers can destroy pollen, pet, dust mite, dander, and more inside your home. Molecule, air purification reinvented. Learn more at molecule.com. That's Molecule with a K. Steve Carlson with the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Here's your 7-day forecast and Grant Wayman.
Hard to beat the weather the next couple of days here. Sunny and 77 today. Tomorrow, 79. And mostly sunny skies. We reach 82 on Saturday. And again, lots of sun and 84 Sunday. Mostly sunny skies. A few more clouds on Monday. And it's warmer, 85. Tuesday, some rain showers moving in with clouds and a high temperature of 81. And then more rain on the way for Wednesday. It's cooler. High Wednesday, 73. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 79 degrees. This is the first full day of fall. 3:52 at KSL News Radio.
You see a faded sign at the side of the road that says
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News.
Get a UCCU Cash Rewards Visa credit card and get more cash back on the spending you do the most.
With no introductory rate, no annual fees, and no balance transfer fees.
Just like all credit cards are not created equally, some rewards programs are better than others as well, and UCCU Delivers, the local financial institution you can trust, has designed the best cash rewards program around.
I love my Visa card from UCCU. It's so easy to keep track of. I get 4% cash back on travel, 3% cash back on gas, 2% cash back on groceries, including Costco and Sam's Club, and 1% cash back on everything else.
It could be called the no-no-no card because there's no introductory rate, no annual fees, no balance transfer fees, just one low variable rate. And here's the best part, no hidden gotchas in the fine print like a low introductory rate that will shoot up later.
And zero fraud liability as well. Apply online at UCCU.com or simply visit a branch.
UCCU, love where you bank.
Well, everybody's heading back to school, and we've got a long summertime of wear and tear on your home. Kids in and out, pets in and out, in the rearview mirror now. That's why this is the perfect time of year. This change of the seasons, it's the time to call Zero Res, who can really take care of that wear and tear on your home. Residue is a dirt magnet. It attracts dirt right back down into the carpet fibers, causing spots to reappear. Your carpet will get dirtier faster, and that's why Zero Res leaves zero residue behind. A revolutionary cleaning process that cleans better than soap, and it's safe for your kids and your pets. Why don't you give them a call right now? Put them to work for you, especially with this great deal. Only $33 per room, plus a fourth room is cleaned for free. When you make your appointment now, 801-288-9376, or go to ZeroResSaltLake.com or ZeroResDavisWeber.com.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
I'm here
here with Jay Broadbent from Alpine Home Medical. Jay, tell us about your CPAP supply replacement.
At Alpine Home Medical, we can do CPAP replacement automatically. We've noticed that most people hang on to their equipment way too long, when in reality, it's meant to be replaced every few months.
So how do you know when you're eligible through your insurance for new equipment?
We'll do all the insurance work for you. We'll set you up and ship new supplies straight to your door. That way, your equipment never gets old and nasty.
So the insurance work is done for us, and you ship it right to the door, and your CPAP supplies are new and clean. Jay, what's the process?
It's simple. Just visit us online at alpinehomemedical.com. You can chat with us online or call in to set up your CPAP shipments. Again, visit us online today at alpinehomemedical.com.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
SDP Personalized Planning helps Utah business owners become work optional through custom planning and tax reduction strategies. Call 800-940-9616. 800-940-9616.
We're watching Utah's Money. Imagine a pumpkin patch filled with Reese's peanut butter cups. Well, in Massachusetts, no imagining, Hershey has set up a Reese's peanut butter cup pumpkin patch filled with both pumpkins and buckets full of Reese's pumpkins. And maybe we could get one here. Reese's is asking fans to submit suggestions on social media. Wall Street today, what a day. The Dow up 506, the S&P gained 53, the NASDAQ up 155. Cougar Tracks now on KSL. We're brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic, and here's Mitch Harper.
2 years ago, BYU football traveled to Tampa to take on a struggling USF team. BYU was a favorite, but came away with a shocking defeat. BYU is a sizable favorite again. They aren't taking the Bulls lightly this time around.
Different staff. A lot of the same players on our team and there, so there's definite memories of that game. So you recap some of it. So we know the game, we know the personnel, a little bit different scheme from them, but we see the athleticism and speed and the talent on their team.
BYU and USF kick off at 8:15 p.m. on Saturday, with pregame coverage beginning at 6 here on KSL. And for exclusive interviews leading up to the matchup, subscribe to the Cougar Tracks podcast on kslsports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.